Welcome to the SaaS Sales Mastery Podcast, your go-to podcast for B2B software as a service sales. I'm your host, Liam Alcantara. Join me as we dive into the art and science of SaaS sales. So, if you don't want to miss the chance to transform your life, career, or business, tune in and let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. This is episode number 8, and today we're going to be talking about dollar cost averaging, which is a powerful concept in investing and how it applies to sales, specifically to prospecting. Dollar cost averaging is a tried and true investment technique, and the wisdom of it translates so well into prospecting specifically for a couple of reasons. So we're going to explore that and how applying the consistent, disciplined approach of dollar cost averaging to our prospecting strategies and efforts can yield greater success in the long run. So just like savvy investors don't try to time the market, wait for that perfect moment to invest at the perfect time, which involves a great deal of luck because we can't control the markets, just like we can't control all our sales conditions. In the same way, in sales, it's not about waiting for the perfect time or the perfect condition. It's never the perfect time or the perfect condition in most cases. And it's just about daily consistent work. So let's dig right in. Now, tell me if you've been here. Whether you're an individual sales contributor or you're running a sales organization or your own business, you get into a good flow, a good routine of prospecting every day. It's obviously not the easiest thing in the world, but you find yourself in a groove. You're making the calls, sending the emails, you're getting the LinkedIn connections, you're messaging people on LinkedIn. You're doing whatever you have to do to organize your prospecting efforts. And guess what? Yes, at first it started a little bit slow, but now things are starting to pick up. You're starting to get responses. You're starting to get connections. Now you're having meaningful conversations with potential prospects. Your pipeline starts filling up. Now you're having to, you're starting to get a healthy pipeline. Deals are starting to progress through the sales process, and you got your first close. Deals are starting to close this month, and you feel at the top of the world. Your pipeline is so full, in fact, that now you decide to put more of your time into progressing and closing deals. All of a sudden, we get reactive instead of proactive. And now, it seems like the time that we originally invested into prospecting is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Before, it was the first 2 hours of the day. Now it's maybe the last 30 minutes of the day. And slowly but surely, without you noticing, because you're so busy with all of these new clients and all these new deals in your pipeline, that you slowly start to forget about sales prospecting. Then all of a sudden, your pipeline is not as filled anymore. Now the pressure's starting to rise again because you don't have as many options. Some deals are stuck in the pipeline and now you're more needy towards them because you know you don't have as many anymore. Now things were tense, you know, in the last couple of weeks, but now the pressure is really starting to mount on. You have a couple deals on the pipeline and you forecast that maybe one of them is going to close. Now you're stressed. You realize that the next month you have nothing. And now things just went from good to bad to horrific. Now you're panicking. You're losing your mind. And now you're starting to get back to prospecting. You realize that you haven't prospected in the last month and a half. Now you're back to making calls, back to getting emails, making emails, creating emails. You're back on LinkedIn. Now, instead of the last 30 minutes of the day, now maybe you're starting to do the first hour of the day again because you're stressed, you're rushing, you know bad things are happening. And something bad is coming. An empty pipeline, that's your worst nightmare, right? And now you realize that you forgot the 30-day rule. That's the rule that says it depends on your sales cycles. It was truly more of a rule of thumb, but the prospecting you do today will only yield fruit 30 days from now. So even though you're rushing to prospect today, you know, realistically, even if you get meetings today, those deals most likely are not going to close for the next 30 plus days. So now you're stressed, and now you hate your life a little bit. This is the sales roller coaster. And trust me, I love amusement parks, but I don't love this one. And unfortunately, in my career, in the past, I found myself in that roller coaster. And I know how much it sucks to be there. For you, if you've been there, you understand the stress of it. What we need for our success, whether where we are heading an organization or whether we are an individual contributor, what we need for our mental sanity and for our financial sanity and for the success of our career is consistency over intensity. And that's where the dollar cost averaging strategy comes in. This podcast is not about investing, but I thought it was a great analogy, a great parallel to get from another field, because there's different ways to invest, but wise investors, a great strategy that they implement is instead of trying to time the market, since it's very difficult to predict the market, what they do is that they just invest consistently with as great of a frequency as they can. Consistency over intensity. This takes the stress and the guesswork out of investing, and it turns it into a more systematic process. And that's exactly what we need for sales, specifically prospecting. Prospecting is the foundation of your sales system, of your sales process. There's different ways to look at sales, to view sales, but one of them, a very good one, is that it's a numbers game. You put X amount of prospects into your pipeline. Once in there, you start to progress those deals throughout every step of the sales process. And at the end of that, X amount of prospects will close. So as an example, you have 100 prospects in your prospecting list. Out of those 100, turn out to be qualified prospects that are in your pipeline and that you're working to progress throughout the stages of the sales process. And then two or three of those 10 prospects close. It's a numbers game. So since prospecting is the foundation of your sales system, your sales process, do yourself a favor. Don't get distracted by anything else. Don't try to time the market at the perfect time, at the perfect place. Don't try to think about what's the optimal, most perfect day to send an email. Those things are important, and I love those data and analytics. But the most important thing you can do for filling up your pipeline and for getting really good at prospecting is just doing it every day. You have 0 people in your pipeline, prospect. You have 15 people in your pipeline, prospect. You have 100 people in your pipeline, prospect. You have 1,000 people in your pipeline, prospect. Prospect, prospect, prospect every single day, no matter what. You want it to be like brushing your teeth. You want it to be like breathing. I was talking to one of my mentors once. One of my sales mentors, and he told me, Liam, the secret to prospecting and filling up your pipeline is that you have to do it daily. You have to do it every day. You have to do it like it's breathing, like brushing your teeth, like feeding your kids is a must. You must do it. That was so impactful to me. That was so powerful. Because it turned prospecting into something you can do, a nice to have, into an absolute need. He put it right at the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right next to eating and breathing. And when you do that, when you place it there, man, it is incredibly powerful. So what I would do is that I, in your schedule, your professional schedule, I would dedicate the first hour minimum, I would say even the first 2 hours of your day to prospecting. If you're running a sales organization or your own business, have your team prospect the first hour to 2 hours of every single day, of every single month, of every single year, no matter how good you're doing, no matter how bad you're doing. First things first, Stephen Covey. First things first. If you do this, this will get you off that horrific sales roller coaster, which makes life as an individual contributor a nightmare, and it makes life as a business leader a nightmare, because forecasting becomes a nightmare when you don't have consistent development of business. You don't have a consistent development of pipeline, which leads to a lack of progression in your pipeline, which leads to a lack of closed deals, which leads to a lack of sales. Consistency over intensity. So, to summarize, remember the powerful concept of dollar cost averaging. Stop trying to time the market. Stop trying to wait for the perfect time, for the perfect moment. Get off that roller coaster of sales and just prospect every single day of every single month, of every single year. And you will fill your pipeline. You will have more success, less stress, and more control over yourself if you're an individual contributor, or your organization if you are a leader. Again, this is Liam Alcantara. And if you found value in this episode, number one, apply it. Number two, follow us on your favorite podcast platform and share it with somebody that this can help them as well. And I'll see you next time.